The White House proposal asks Congress to leave open to agencies the process of moving forward with cybersecurity enhancement in several areas. For example, in the area of critical infrastructure protection, companies who operate critical infrastructure covered by the proposal would have to submit a plan for responding to a cyber threat. The government could give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to that proposal, but the process of deciding what is and isn't critical infrastructure and what those response plans should contain would be decided by the government's often lengthy rulemaking process. That's a big concern to Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, the chairman of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism.
I'm worried about the extent of the threat that we're facing right now and the time that it will take to work through some of the administrative procedures that are built into the administration's proposal. It seems to me that to the extent we can reach agreement and try to draw some of those bright lines forward and into legislation so that people can begin to rely on them and gain their protections more rapidly, that would be to our advantage. I spent 3 years just trying to get the Drug Enforcement Administration to knock off its ban on prescribed pharmaceuticals being prescribed electronically. And I had the support of the Department of Health and Human Services through all of that, and ultimately of the Attorney General. So when that's the pace of something that the government agrees with, it makes me concerned about the prospect of delay.
Administration officials testify they have no problem discussing moving some of the proposed changes into statute rather than doing them through administrative rulemaking. But they say the important thing is that industries who operate things the nation can't operate without, power lines, telecommunications, transportation systems, for example, know what's expected of them in the cybersecurity world. Greg Schaefer of the National Protection and Programs Directorate in the Department of Homeland Security says right now they really don't.
There is no real established standard of care. And that there is so much variability in the way the networks are put together and in the way that the systems are protected, that it becomes very hard to say whether or not someone has lived up to what they should be doing. One of the things that this proposal does do is it allows industry to participate in developing frameworks and then commit to those frameworks and develop plans to meet those frameworks in a way that will make it much easier to say, well, you said you needed to do this in order to secure that network. Did you do that? So with the standard of care, I do think it becomes easier, and that's one of the things that you'll get through this process.
His department would take the lead in helping to secure, on a voluntary basis, most of the so-called dot-com neighborhoods of cyberspace. Government-approved plans would only be required for what's eventually determined to be so-called covered critical infrastructure. The administration says it wants what it calls non-covered critical infrastructure operators to develop their own voluntary plans with voluntary help from DHS. That could become established informal rules of the road for the rest of industry. Companies who share cybersecurity threat information with the government throughout that process, or on a day-to-day basis, would also receive some legal protection under the proposal. They'd be granted immunity in court in civil suits when they share cybersecurity information in good faith with federal agencies. Schaefer says right now, the fear of lawsuits stops, or at least slows down, that sharing.
On any given day, we have entities that are under attack and concerned, or they have found something in their own infrastructure that they think is important for the government to know and for a larger community to be able to defend against. That often results in a week-long or days-long process of working with counsel in order to determine and to give comfort to a general counsel somewhere that that information can, in fact, be shared. And in this space, as you know, milliseconds count, days and weeks are not a good measure of how long it should take to get things done.
Nonetheless, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal believes there's a case to be made that industry should face more legal pressure to safeguard data, not less. He thinks a cybersecurity overhaul should give individual citizens explicit rights to bring private legal actions in specific data breach cases.
I'm struck that some of the practices that have led to the breaches most recently are the equivalent of a bank leaving the vault open without any guards at the door, a failure to encrypt, failure to take basic safeguards. A bank may be a victim of a bank robbery and claim to be a victim, but if it doesn't take certain basic steps to safeguard its depositors' money, it should be held accountable. And right now, perhaps it can be so by the government, but if you're if you're not going to impose some basic standard and make it enforceable by citizens, you're foregoing a basic means of holding these institutions accountable.
But Ari Schwartz of the National Institute of Standards and Technology says the administration's taking an approach based on transparency. The White House proposal would require companies to make full and timely notifications to customers in the event of a cyber attack that compromises their data.
We think that this helps to provide a series of incentives. One of them is the public effects of the disclosure for the cybersecurity performance. Two, related reputation risk. Third is access to government procurement issue and related issues to that. And fourth is the perceived litigation risk that comes from knowing that how companies are performing. We think we can help to build greater incentives around that in the future, including perhaps as these frameworks build and as this marketplace builds and transparency builds, insurance market that can help address some of those issues.
The Judiciary Committee is one of eight separate committees with jurisdiction over some piece of cybersecurity legislation this year. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's office passed the task of integrating whatever legislation emerges from each committee into one bill, which senators hope to pass this year. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.